Also, my room's a mess.
Mute your phone. Turn the volume off on your phone.
Yeah, we don't want to be interrupted.
No, because I can hear myself.
Yeah. Oh.
We should be good now.
Yeah.
All right, are we ready? Are we doing this now?
Yeah, from the stories I've heard, this is nothing as far as
the upside down face.
Technical difficulties for podcasting. All the podcasts I listen to have like minutes upon minutes of just issues.
Do they play through them like we're probably going to have to do, or do they cut around it?
Because no, they start the episode like, hey, welcome, and we're definitely starting on time. 45 minutes late.
Is that going to be our shtick?
That's kind of exactly what happens here now.
We've been here for 6 hours. Oh, let's start the show.
That's like legit every podcast I listen to. So
I showed up at 7.
Jim has been here since 7. So
turning
we should probably
on.
Get started. It's going to be his bedtime in 15 minutes.
Playing RuneScape since 7, if that counts.
RuneScape since 7. I can't believe you still play RuneScape.
RuneScape is a hidden gem that everyone should get on board with. Dave should understand. He plays
from an age
Power
long
of evil.
Past.
Whatever it's
Power
called.
Of e- Path
Power
of Exile.
Of evil. Path of Exile. Wow.
He's a Path of Exile guy.
Uncultured swine.
Animal.
Same difference.
Do I have a lot of feedback? Am I clear, or I feel like my little bars on this thing are low, so I can't tell.
I think
if I'm
everybody
like
sounds great. Dave is good, slightly yeah. quiet, but overall,
I am.
Okay. I mean, he's a soft-spoken. He's like a soft-spoken big stick kind of guy.
Well, I mean, just comparing it to
big
you're
dick
using like
guy? Yes, Dan,
a studio
yes,
big
microphone.
Big stick.
Oh,
Teddy
oh,
Roosevelt.
Okay. Oh, okay. I
you
gotcha.
Animal. All right, so I was thinking we could all talk about our horoscopes today. I feel like
I
we
know
don't
nothing
really,
about my horoscope. That, but sure.
See, this is exactly why I was thinking we should do this because we don't really
right
do horoscopes.
I guess
as people, we don't really prescribe to
horoscope?
A mentality.
That's exactly what I was going to ask.
I mean,
so here's let's do
is
something
it like
let's,
horror, like the movies.
It's horoscope, but you pronounce it horoscope for some reason.
James Christian, you guys should switch. I want to hear James read Christian's horoscope. Horoscope.
Oh, I like that.
And then Christian, I want to hear you read James's horoscope.
Christian, James, you're in like the June, July-ish, August area, right?
I'm a Gemini,
yeah,
I believe.
That 3 months. Right.
Same.
James, what's your horoscope?
That actually makes me feel a lot better. The fish one. I don't do
your
the
birthday. What? Let's just
Pisces.
Look up your birthday.
March.
You're a Pisces.
Well, that one.
The fish
yeah,
one.
Yeah, James is a Pisces.
But it all depends right, on
Gemini
the day too. Or, like you could be like a late or an early or a mids.
That's true. It's March.
Oh,
wait! Let me go to Facebook.
Wow, he's
oh
on Facebook.
March 12th.
God damn it!
All right, here we go. James is a Pisces born on March 12th. He is half perfectionist, half dreamer. Therefore, he attempts a lot of things and sets big goals, but in the end, he goes with an intuition. Family is both great support system and a distraction. Dating may be exciting, but once love struck, you simply become another person. So much that even friends don't really recognize you anymore.
I mean, he did
get
shave his mustache pretty recently. So yeah.
Astrological perspective below.
I feel like this is some incredibly vague.
No.
Coagulation.
No. Okay, let's break that down again.
Horoscopes are exactly
adjectives
right.
That could apply to almost anybody.
So let's break this down. We got a few points here. The half perfectionist, half dreamer.
I would say that James is full dreamer.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I will say he does have some pretty high aspirations sometimes. I think the first thing that came to mind was forging.
Okay.
James is going to be a master forger.
Got me there.
That's a good point.
It's true.
Also, thinking about his wires that he organizes on his computer and his setup, that's pretty anal retentive. They're like
so,
really
yeah. So
that's the worst way to say perfectionist.
Okay, perfectionist.
Because he's a perfectionist and a dreamer, therefore he attempts a lot of things and sets.
Can you compliment somebody using the word anal as like an adjective?
I mean, do you not yes. all the time?
You have a great anal.
What
is that a thing you can? That's not really a compliment, though.
We have great anal. That's a compliment.
That's a compliment.
I like
it's not an adjective, though.
Christian, what's your actual birthday?
Hold on. I like the second part of this, though.
Yeah.
He attempts a lot of things and sets big goals, but in the end goes with his intuition.
I'm going to run today. That can mean anything. Anything.
I'm going to run a marathon this year.
I never said that first, though.
Right after chest day.
It sounds more like you, Dan.
I have a health condition that prevents me from marathoning. So that...
Didn't you do a half marathon?
Several, yes, yeah.
It's just the full marathon. That's where you draw the line. In the
I have plantar fasciitis.
You mean
ew.
Warts? Like foot warts?
It's the inflammation of the ligament that connects the back of your foot, your heel, to your big toe. So marathons are a little more painful for me. It's
one whole ligament for that whole thing?
Yeah. There's five of them, one for each toe.
It's fucking crazy.
Now you know.
But yeah, back to your horoscope, though. I would agree with what Christian was saying. Like that comes out a lot during like your workout routines. Because it's like, maybe marathoning was a little different, a little out there, but... You do say I'll do leg day a lot. All right. I mean, I can't count how many times I've heard you say I just started squatting.
You say you do leg day a lot.
Mm-hmm. I do.
And then I've gone to the gym with you and it's never been leg day.
Dave, don't even start. I haven't seen you in a gym in at least 2 years.
Because I stopped going with you because you skipped leg day.
Wow.
Flawless argument.
James Flawless did do argument. Leg day with me one time.
What's up?
Yeah. I remember this. He came to my gym and we did leg day kit together when I was visiting New York.
Yeah,
I remember when you squatted 315 pounds and James was your spotter.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was awesome.
Because I do leg day.
James told me the other day that he's finally doing deadlifts without the sumo stance.
Yeah, sumo stance is just a bad habit I've had forever.
Agreed.
But now that I only have dumbbells because we're quarantined, you know, just made
so
sense.
What else is there on James's?
It says his element is water, which I don't know if I agree with. But yeah. It says the water is representative of an enigmatic and full depth nature. And they're warm and affectionate and seem to let things go with the flow. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
So I think I heard James pick up on something there. Something about being an enigma.
Enigmatic. James. I had enigmatic. To Google it. But that's why I picked up on it.
So what is the definition for enigmatic?
Basically an enigma, which I should have just known, but
1 and 1 is 3.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I don't know.
That sounds. Oh. I'm gonna give that a 4 astrology stars out of 5.
Aren't astrology stars just stars?
Yeah. I was afraid if I just said stars.
But there's only 5 of them now, so.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's actually very underwhelming when you consider astrology stars.
You got 4 of them. That's pretty good.
Just always remember your lucky color is turquoise.
I can see it. I can see it.
Turquoise.
That might be important. Interesting. Oh, and your flower is the water lily.
The water lily. Ooh.
Oh, that makes sense with the water again.
All right, what's mine?
A lot of water stuff.
Yeah, what site are you using, Christian?
I don't know. It's the first thing that came up on Google.
Horoscope.com?
Yes.
The free horoscopes?
Horoscope.co.
All right, Christian's a Gemini. What's your birthday? Like, exactly?
June 9th.
Wait, you're June 9th?
Yeah, dude.
I don't think you're a Gemini. Oh, yeah. That's a long time. All right.
It was made of June for anyone listening, just so you know.
So, for anyone listening, Dave, no one's listening.
It's just in case they are, Dan, okay?
No. This is going to be the episode that, like, when we're popular, like 100 episodes from now, people will come back and be like, I got to hear these guys' first episode.
See, this guy gets it.
And then they stop. They hear it, and then they stop following.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And then we go along and have a podcast, yes.
Hold on.
This is literally for prosperity. I like it.
Prosperity.
Whatever. All right, damn Gemini. Me. Some vivid, beautiful dreams or visions could awaken you and make you aware of new opportunities. They could be creative in nature, and you should consider taking advantage of them. This revelation could have been there unnoticed for a long time. Don't write it off because of your unorthodox way it appeared. Look into it and see where it leads you. Your destiny might lie just around the corner.
That's pretty.
We gotta work on your cadence, James, because I couldn't really follow that.
Yeah, I can't follow it either.
That's just like general life advice.
Find a better one.
Find a better one?
Use the one I just put in the messenger chat. That gives like actual personality traits.
Oh, wow. Look at that. All right, the zodiac sign for June 9th is Gemini. The astrological symbol, twins, the sign of the twins, influences people born between May 21st and June 20th. Oh, this is the whole shebang on it.
Read the top two paragraphs.
As a Gemini born on June 9th,
there you go.
You are surprising, unpredictable, and quite eccentric. On the other hand, you still keep your feet on the ground when it comes to important life matters.
Hold on. I could definitely see that. Like, Christian's just like this like pillar of like sound reasoning until he decides like, you know, I'm just going to go do this thing now. And then whatever that thing is, it's just this most ridiculous thing. I could definitely see like playing RuneScape, for example. Like, I can see somebody like being this sound like Rachel comes home from a bad day at work. Oh man, babe, it really sucked today. I had such a bad day. And Christian's like, nah, babe, it's cool. I love you. You're great. Everything's great. Oh, babe, thanks. You're such a sound pillar of reasoning in my life. Thanks, babe. I'm going to go play RuneScape now.
You just make him out to be kind of like a dick a little bit.
What? No, he's this supportive, strong pillar on the one side, and on the other side, he follows his heart's intuition. His unpredictable, surprising, and eccentric desires to play RuneScape.
I mean, I can't say that we haven't had a very similar conversation in the past 2 days. But usually I'll take it one step further though. I'll like, all right, I'm gonna play RuneScape while I watch Will and Grace with you.
Oh, that's nice.
So, you know, there's compromise.
That is compromise.
You know, we just can give a little good. Table.
To be clear, just so you guys know, I am also a Gemini.
Oh, no. We gotta get a rating on this.
Before March 20th? I mean, no wait, June 20th?
No, I'm the 14th.
So you're the same one.
Yeah, I'm a Gemini.
Damn.
So, nice. Dave.
Okay, so same argument.
Wait. So Dave is surprising, unpredictable, and quite eccentric? His name's Dave.
Yeah, seriously.
Wait a second. What about with Dave when he drinks a lot?
Oh,
that's a whole nother twin.
Okay, what about the second paragraph, though? You're very close to your family, right. And despite you not showing your emotions straight away, everyone tends to know how you feel, and they can count on you.
Well, that's pretty straightforward. I could definitely see that for both of you.
Dave is a reliable person, I'll say that.
Dave's a family man.
That's true.
Appreciate
he helped his mom garden all weekend. He ignored me on TFT for it.
You helped your mom garden? What'd you plant?
That wasn't this last weekend, though. That was like a couple weekends ago, right?
Oh my god, they're all blending in.
I know. Yeah, no, that was... No, I was doing a square foot gardening bed, so I was installing new ones for her. And then helping her... We were planting some spinach and lettuce, because that's all you can plant right now. It's a little early to plant anything else.
Geminis also have a green thumb.
Supposedly, yes.
False. That's just
that's not in the reading.
I'll enjoy nature, but I'm not going to grow anything.
Here's what good one. Negative traits.
Pretty sure I killed a cactus once.
Oh, negative traits for Gemini.
Negative traits for Gemini.
Is a twin.
These natives are likely to lose their temper when things are further from where they would want them to be. They are also superficial and selfish, and sometimes they forget they are not the only ones in the world. They start more projects than they can manage and have no remorse in dropping them, no matter if this involves leaving other people disappointed. Oof.
Damn.
Heavy stuff.
So like half the video games I've ever bought.
Yeah.
Is a project started by a Gemini that they've abandoned with no remorse.
I know, Christian does do that a lot, I know. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, Dan. I feel like you're the biggest.
I've 100% completed.
Wait, what am I the biggest of?
You might be the biggest offender in that. That video game purchasing to play ballpark.
Yeah, I've done a lot of that.
I'll say I have a ridiculous library of games that I will probably never get to all of them. But the reason I don't start them is because I have to finish a game before I can play another one. It like agitates me. I can't do it. I have to only be playing one game at a time.
I don't know
if this fits.
I guess that I've though. Never, I, mean, I have I've, like my games that like are break games, and then I have the games that like that game that I'm focusing on at that time with like one or two little break games that don't really matter, like Smash Bros. You know,
like Mario I should have started Shadow of Mordor ages ago, but I was playing Dark Souls, so I couldn't.
Dude, do you like were replaying Dark Souls, weren't you?
No, I was on the Dark Souls 3, which I just finished. So I could finally play Shadow of Mordor.
You know what, though? I'll say I've never seen either of you lose your temper, which is apparently like a crazy Gemini thing. Because I feel like before losing your temper...
James lost his temper.
James has seen it.
I feel like...
pretty amazing when it happens.
I've only been proud
enough to hold the title of the other end so many times.
It's very, very few, yes. But you don't want to lose your temper when you have a really bad temper, you know?
I guess.
Oh, he's going for the whole hidden tiger thing.
You know, I was thinking more Hulk. Not like,
that
you know,
truly is Gemini.
Tiger King, you know?
More like Hulk situation.
Yeah, like Hulk
you
situation.
You won't like me when
not
I'm
like
angry.
Not like hiring someone to murder someone, you know? Like, no, none of that.
Hulk situation, yeah.
Big Dang scare. Hulk.
That's what happens when you don't skip leg day, you know?
Still Christian, though. I mean, it's possible that we've all seen Christian lose his temper plenty. We just have no idea. Like, when he starts by getting really quiet and stares into the distance... And then he gets mildly panicky, but just very, like, clear directives. You should be doing this. What about this? It happens every board game I've watched him play with a significant other.
Yeah. When I get... I'll say I get frustrated. I very rarely, if ever... I don't think I've ever, like, lost my temper. Like, got mad.
I want to see that one day. I want to see him just like.
I don't even know what that would look like.
I want to see
I
him.
I feel like that just requires so much alcohol.
See, I just get so happy much. Though when I drink
alcohol. That's true. You might just give up entirely. Like, there'd be no point.
Now, when I'm frustrated, I just get super quiet. And, like, yeah, like James said, just start giving, like, super terse directives.
Maybe we can make a TikTok of Rachel recording knocking down Christian's new rig.
Oh, wait a second. Guys, TikTok is owned by China.
Wait, what?
Yeah. TikTok is owned by China, and no, TikTok is owned by China, and all the data they collect goes back to Beijing for an analysis, and they take your keystrokes, they take your photos, they take your text messages. This is all in the privacy agreement. Like, while TikTok is on your phone, it will record keystrokes, it will record what you search, it'll take your photos, it'll take your text messages, everything. It just ships it straight off, and it says it's going to do it. It literally says, I'm going to do these things.
I'm sorry, is this news? I thought Facebook got on this train like a decade ago.
Yeah, but Facebook doesn't tell you. Facebook just uses Facebook Messenger.
All apps.
They don't have the balls just to tell you, of course, you know.
Yeah.
China, it's like, oh, we do this shit all the time. This is normal. So we know everything about all these
I've
people.
I've never actually installed it or used it. Is it like Vine 2.0?
It's pretty horrible. It's what Vine tried to die before it could become the villain, you know? That was the villain it became.
Nice Batman reference.
Yeah, it's... I downloaded it to see what it was about, and I didn't even get through, like, the first 30 seconds of trying to make one before.
You didn't beat the tutorial round?
People who
deleted it before the tutorial level was done.
Are you insulting my tech skills here? Because I could totally get my microphone to work on Facebook Messenger on my computer again.
We could reference the situation that just happened like 10 minutes ago.
Actually, I think it's 20. We're 20 minutes into our first podcast.
I feel like we shouldn't keep saying how far into our first podcast we are.
Well, is going to be that 10-year release one, you know? Like, or like,
I mean, what's the stop of
from 2 years?
Do we get a Gemini of you, Dave?
That is dramatic. I like it. I mean, that's, you know, promising.
100th episode.
All right.
I just glanced through the Pisces one. Okay. Just a little bit more. Just a little more depth to it.
Oh.
And Pisces man and Pisces woman was one of the ones they had on here. And
read the Pisces women first. Okay, read the Pisces woman first.
Oh my
Pisces
God.
Women
Why?
Are mysterious and sensual. They are just as dreamy as every Pisces, but they do have something magnetic in the way they act. Miss Pisces always follows her heart, although at times she is mistaken. No worry, she will raise and be more enthusiastic and optimistic than ever.
This sounds like my wife when she married me.
More out of her heart than ever?
Yeah, she's a Pisces woman.
Is she really?
But she followed her heart, but she's mistaken.
She puts a great price on emotion and on creating a spiritual connection with people. These natives are always expressing how they feel through their hobbies or even through work. That is oddly your wife, Dan, yes.
That's exactly her. Wow. Yes.
Now as for the Pisces
guys,
man.
Wait, on the Pisces horoscope personality descriptor chart, it says it's zero on the loudmouth scale.
That's true. You tend to keep a low profile.
What? I keep a low profile?
You keep like a low profile on like you're not going out and fighting someone.
I'm gonna remember
this,
Dave. Next time I'm not keeping a low profile.
You're like talking shit to someone, you know? Like you're not talking shit. You just like subtly make comments that are snarky as fuck and then
that's
hope
true.
No one notices.
Snark, snark, snark.
Read the Pisces men, Dave.
Pisces men are generous but also predatory. Just like the duality of their sign. They can be the most caring and affectionate to a person and the most resentful enemy to another.
Damn.
So we hold grudges.
It's all in their senses and the way they perceive the world. These natives are highly intuitive and spiritual, but also sociable and outgoing. These men are charmers with multiple sides to reveal.
Oh, baby. You've got depth, dude.
what it is.
You're like an onion. Ogres have layers.
You are an ogre.
I'm Shrek.
You're finally Shrek, happened. Yes.
I've gone full Shrek.
I believe it. Okay.
All right, what stands?
February 3rd, I'm Aquarius.
Aquarius. Somebody had
oh,
to.
Oh, wow, nice.
I've never heard that song before.
What song? It was just, you know, top of my head.
Okay. Top two paragraphs, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, whatever you want to read. I'm pretty sure I know what my sign is and how I fit into it.
Oh, you cheated
like a glove.
Your head?
Like no. glove. I've heard this before. Maria's like done some like, she'll like Yo. Do like the astrology research or whatever.
Maria goes for astrology?
Not really, but she thinks it's fun.
All right, let's hear it.
The Pisces.
So Aquarius are the philosophers of the zodiac. Aquarius people are inspiring and visionary. They bring
Sounds
change
right.
wherever.
Wow.
That was a very Gemini thing to say, Dan. They bring change wherever they go and will do whatever is necessary to improve the condition of those around. Prepare to read everything you'll ever need to know about their profile. Okay. What? Some other Aquarius traits include genuine curiosity, sympathy, great organizational skills, and a Hell good yeah. vibe to everyone they come across with.
I got good vibes tattooed on my ass. Bring good vibes with me everywhere. That was funny. You guys should be laughing at that.
Forgot. My bad.
I was kind of like debating whether or not you were serious. Like, wait, yeah. Did you get a tattoo and not tell us? Oh, shoot.
I got that tattoo itch again, man. I'm ready.
What would you get?
I don't know. I just want another one.
I was going to get more earrings, but I was afraid I would look like the Tiger Pharaoh. King. No, Tiger King. What's his name? Joe Exotic. I didn't want to look like Joe Exotic because I got the two rings and the stud on the one ear. So like, if I get another ring,
just,
then I'm going to look
the
like
eyebrow
Joe
ring,
Exotic.
Man.
Yeah, the eyebrow ring that's
glued up. And the frosted up. Mullet or whatever the fuck rat tail he's got going
the
on.
The frosted mullet, yeah.
So all those pictures of him with like the gunshots in his chest, is that are those tattoos? What is that?
Yep.
I think those are tattoos, yeah.
Those are tattoos.
Yeah,
oh my. I haven't actually watched the show yet.
That is definitely James's next tattoo.
You are missing out.
I would never stoop to fake bullet holes.
What does it say about our society that that's the show that comes out and is most popular during this outbreak? When we're, that's what
that
that's
everybody's
what we're
going fucking
over.
Crazy. We're all losing it. We want something more insane than what we feel like is happening.
Yes,
in real
yes,
life.
That is accurate. That's deep
I hope
shit
another
right
one comes
yeah, that
out.
Was insightful.
That was,
what
that
did
was
you say, Dan?
I hope another one comes out because I'm like starting to like feel like the hype is over soon.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, Doc Antle just said something. Doc Antle came out.
He was talking out about his harem. That's not a harem.
His girlfriends.
And that's not
a doctor.
Yeah.
Oh, I have girlfriends.
I'm not
a single guy.
Whatever.
Talk about a Pisces, that predatory nature.
Oh my god.
All right, keep reading more about me.
Some of your negative traits is learning when to stop dwelling in the past.
Oof,
or your past mistakes. Or in your own faults and weaknesses.
I've googled how do I like myself like so many times.
Oh my god. Have you tried hard drugs?
It's like 90% of my search history.
Jesus.
The rest is Stack Overflow.
Wow.
They are at times impractical and stubborn with their fixed ideas.
Oh yeah, definitely. Jesus is real.
They are aloof at heart, but they try to hide their awkwardness by being overly sociable and friendly.
Huh.
That one I
also,
can see.
It seems like you're prone to mood changes, according to this.
What the fuck does that mean?
You're a moody bitch.
Yeah, I guess that sounds about right.
Me and Kristen tossed around the idea that you were bipolar for a couple years.
Uh-oh. Guess what, guys? Oh, that's possible. I don't know. I have to go back to therapy. We'll see. I'll let you guys know.
You're also cold and detached.
Yeah. That one's true. Sometimes I like poke my fingers with thumbtacks to see if I can feel anything.
Oh my god.
What?
Jesus. That's like a
dark turn. Okay.
Yeah, I mean you're saying a lot right now. I mean
it's all coming out.
You're right there.
I'm riffing off of this Aquarius thing, because I've never heard this part of the Aquarius thing. I've heard that they're like aloof, they're dreamers, they're not really attached.
Not
to
one
the
of
ground.
Those Google articles asked you if you were an Aquarius.
No, it was a BuzzFeed survey. I told me that I'm Aquarius, and that means I'm a certain kind of cat, but I don't remember what kind of cat I am, so. That's what they'd say. That's what I am. But I've always heard like, oh, Aquarius is like the best of the symbols. And I don't know, maybe I just heard it wrong.
I'm a red stout beer, according to BuzzFeed.
A what?
A red stout.
A red stout. Oh, red stouts are good.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Guess what?
Might get another
tonight.
One. Oh, really?
Yeah, man.
I might get another.
Drinking hard seltzer. Woo.
Yeah, can we talk
I
about
only hit
that?
6,000 steps tonight, so
can we talk about that?
Hard seltzer like as a trend or a hard seltzer as something that James has drinks?
Both.
Okay.
Starting with James, obviously.
James
seltzer consumption in general?
Yeah.
Describe like the situation.
How many all right, answer this how question people, honestly. How many LaCroix do you
that
have?
That would be my garbage
day?
Can.
That's a garbage can full of seltzer.
It was empty this morning.
What's your number, James? What's your LaCroix number?
Okay, so wait. Which class of seltzer?
Before 12.
Are we talking alcoholic seltzers? Are we talking LaCroix or are we talking this
all of the above
crap?
All of the
Any,
above.
Anything fizzy bubbly.
Six. 19.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Is that from today?
How did we get from 6 to 19 there? Holy crap.
Jesus.
I might have miscalculated.
Now, what's the ratio?
It's hard to keep track. Out? That's probably why I'm subconsciously drinking three different seltzers. It's
every time you
track.
Pee,
they all last longer when you spread it out.
Every I time you pee, the toilet bowl foams over.
Sometimes
I had
if
a feeling
I roll
it was
around.
We talked about this the other day. I expressed to James my concern that I was having too many LaCroix. I was like, "Yeah, I had like four yesterday." I don't know, is that? What do you think? Is that too many? He got quiet for a second. He was like,
four. It's like, I haven't had lunch
had
yet.
Four this morning.
Oh, I could God. Be drinking worse things chronically.
That's true. As far
before
as
lunch,
things to chronically drink.
After lunch. And like, they're good to mix with stuff too, because it just makes everything else fizzier and better.
Something like if you don't have anything else, sure. But
yeah,
I haven't had LaCroix in a while.
So
go ahead, David, cut you off.
Should be having White Claws though. None of that Bud
oh,
Light.
Yeah.
Trash.
Claw is
yeah. A couple.
I have some White Claws in my fridge, but I don't want to get up because I'm really comfortable right now.
I will say LaCroix go down easier. Bud Light seltzers, they have a little more flavor. Whether you like the flavor, I mean. It's mixed. It's mixed. I like it.
I can't
Post Malone
stand
likes it.
Bud Light. I literally still have 4 cans of Bud Light Lime from Dan's bachelor party.
Yeah, BLM. In my fridge.
It was absolutely 100% bad.
You should throw like 3 oh my years God, ago.
It was bad when you bought it, but it's probably so much worse now. That was years ago.
Bud Light oranges? Oh my God.
Rachel, I tried to drink
it. Oh, the blows? Blows, baby.
We need some blows.
We need some blows. Summer of blow.
Wait.
Bud Light orange.
Oh. Like, yeah. When did we start talking about blow?
Bud Light orange.
So it's orange juice, man. It's great.
Oh, man. Yes, yeah, summer of blow, man. One day.
Don't say that. A lot of people are stuck inside.
Yeah, drinking.
Yeah.
I was on the phone with one of the people in my HR department today, and she's like, I'm literally becoming an alcoholic. I was like, whoa, you're in HR. You should not be telling me this.
You are our last defense. Well, what do we do when you're gone?
You were supposed to save us.
You were the chosen one.
Yeah. I was like, okay, there goes that. I guess that means I can drink all day now. My HR department.
HR won't tell you different.
Exactly.
Right there with you.
That's true. I wonder what percentages of people that have started drinking during work hours.
Yeah. I mean, who hasn't?
I mean,
I have not. I haven't.
To be fair, this is your first day. Dan, what week are you on? And you can start at the beginning of your career if you'd like.
For what, working from home?
Yeah.
Oh, I work from home all the time. I'm not going back. I'm not taking the subway again.
I ain't going back. They can't make me.
They can't make me come out of quarantine. I'm here now.
I feel the same way, but they're going to make me come back. I just know it.
Nah, I'm not leaving. I'm staying here.
I can't wait to get the fuck out of quarantine. Are you kidding me?
I can't wait to go down to the store before midnight because there are no people out. That'll be nice when I can go to the store in the middle of the day.
That'll be good.
But
as far as working from home, though, I feel like it's been pretty great, to be honest. I mean, yeah. I have the comfort of my home. I have a nicer desk, computer,
You're
monitor.
Literally wearing a robe right now.
I'm literally wearing a blanket just around my shoulders.
Also 10:49
I do
night.
This all day.
We're not working.
No, I mean, but this is exactly the position I've been in all day. Nothing has changed from 8 a.m. when I started work to right now. And it's kind of great. My dog is here. I understand say, I'm luckier than a lot of people.
That's true.
But for me personally, it's not.
We're all luckier, I guess.
Yeah.
Being able
a lot
to
of people.
Longer.
I mean, yeah.
I will say, though,
struggling a lot.
Being able to wear slippers while I'm working, next level.
Game Dude, I just not bought wear new pants. Slippers literally because
no,
of that.
That's weird.
I just like the menu. I'll
you
be
guys
like,
hear
it's
Walmart
30 time to make a steak.
Walmart came out. Oh my god. Yo, Walmart came out and said they sold 10 times as many shirts as bottoms.
Yeah.
In the 2 weeks after quarantine started.
I never wear pants.
It's all about everybody, man. Essentials only.
Just think about that. Next time you're in a Zoom meeting for work. The person you're talking to is probably not wearing pants.
I'm either I'm wearing one or the other, pants or underwear. Never both.
What?
I get
that's
that.
That's not
though.
How those work.
That's
how
exactly
I go
how it works
like,
now.
That's actually how I was until my steak. I transferred. I was just pants because sometimes I like to sleep with shorts on, but no underwear. And then I'm like, I should probably get dressed. So I put on underwear. Completely forgot in the middle of getting dressed. Just went about the next 2 hours of my day. And now I'm like, I guess I should get dressed if I'm going to grill.
Go back into my pajamas.
Yeah. No, today I've been doing pretty good, trying to get steps in. But today was just a low energy day, man.
Yeah, me too.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm getting worried. Those have been coming more and more. Like the first week of quarantine, I was going for an hour run in the afternoon and then an hour walk at night. But now it's just like, I mean, tomorrow's going to be the same thing. I could just do it then. It just keeps getting worse.
You just quoted my very existence for my entire life. Tomorrow's going to be the same thing. I could do it then. Great.
There's a lot of heavy stuff in this podcast.
We really break down walls on this podcast.
Guys, is this just all our deep need for therapy? Just coming out and...
Nah.
No, that would mean Dave won. He finally got us.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Dave's been working from home since I met him.
Mobile crisis unit, Dave extraordinaire.
Oh, man.
Not licensed at all in that.
In mobile crises?
You don't need a license. Not when it comes to you guys. Take drive. You have to
deal with your own shit. Look at James. He's come out just fine. I haven't done anything.
No. All this damage is well before you.
Yes.
You just built upon it.
Yeah, I just continued to add to it until, you know, it was reached a critical mass. It's that long silence.
Yeah. Oh, it builds up dramatic effect for the rest of the episode. Yeah. I don't know what else to talk about, though. We did our horoscopes.
I forgot we were recording for a little bit.
We could talk about what else we could talk about.
What do we want to do next week?
Who's kind of drunk right now?
I'm pretty good. Yeah, I mean, is definitely. That the topic
tried,
for next
but
week?
It didn't.
That might be a good topic.
Nobody's
next week.
Ever said I tried drunk? Drunk and it didn't work.
I had like most of a growler.
Nice.
It's not a bad try.
That's pretty good, actually.
That's what I mean. I don't know.
Maybe you've been drunk for so long. You can't.
I'm just kind of sleepy. Guess that could be possible.
All right, do
we want to run with the what was it? That meme. Change my mind.
Oh, change my mind, yeah. That's a good one. I think that's a cool engine. I think, though, if we keep it, like, loose, we can be like, oh, today is a change my mind episode. Tomorrow is a we just got drunk again episode. The next day we do something ridiculous like what we did today, where we read each other's horoscopes.
I like that. Keep it open until he finds something.
We should have a common theme. I feel like if
I think we're the theme.
Episode of a podcast without a theme, I'd probably be like, "Eh, that was good, I guess. Goodbye."
I think we're the theme.
Dan, we're not that cool.
Our personality is strong enough for that, though. I don't know.
Maybe we should stop. I'm gonna blame myself for this because I'm laying down right now. So maybe I'll stand up next time. So I'm more energetic and more like in your face and more like contributing.
You're really gonna blame yourself for our podcast failing because when it had no directive. No mission statement.
I take this upon myself.
No theme.
Guys.
You're gonna take that all upon yourself.
You're just
really
putting it
up.
All on your personality.
What was the bad stuff
on
that horoscope again?
Oh god. I mean, I'm just offering like some ideas on how to make this better.
I mean, I feel less guilty already, so thanks.
Just to be clear, it was learning when to stop dwelling in past mistakes or in their own faults and weaknesses.
Why not just borrow new mistakes? This wasn't mine, but I need it. I'm out of mistakes. I've been stuck inside in quarantine. All the mistakes, gimme.
Well, this was fun. We should probably come up with an intro next time.
And an outro.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da.
This is where we would shout out our Patreon supporters.
Did we not do our Patreon yet?
Thank you all for supporting us. We really appreciate you.
What?
You're the ones that keep our Zencrafters subscription growing and help us upgrade our microphone.
Cresters and Burskin.
No, it's the second
time. Was, there's that, that growler.
I've been trying.
I ain't drunk, I'm just sleepy.
I drank the whole growler.
Thanks. I'm not drunk. Thanks for listening to our Zen Craster Sabiskin.
Can we please do an intro every time where James like explains something that he doesn't know about?
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh. I could come up with so many like tech things like how to fix your computer.
I'm kind of on board with this because
this would be a great segment.
So much in real life, but I'm just used to it.
This is a great one. James explains something, but in that cadence where he reads it like it's one big sentence. So no one really knows at the end of it what's being discussed.
Oh my gosh, so much flame.
Maybe some of the listeners will glean some new knowledge from my ignorance.
Glean.
Game.
Glean is like a bright, shiny, it's like a shiny reflection.
Retain. You know what, Dan? Gonna nitpick.
This is gonna be great.
We call this podcast Dan's Fault.
I mean, this is kind of Dan's fault.
I did. Yeah, I guess I was running and I had this idea.
Yeah, and then, that way it is completely your guilt when it fails.
But I do like that intro, and then like, or we could do that as an outro. I mean, we could figure that out, obviously. But I definitely think too.
Do we get like a halftime show too?
Maybe some like, you know, attempts at music of some kind.
Jingles, you know?
Some impersonations.
Music
we definitely
is
need
easy.
A theme song.
No, music. not like actual music,
like
not
an
like
intro
music
song.
We're playing.
No, like
James
going.
Da, da, da,
a jingle.
Da,
da. Yeah,
you know, a jingle. Like, yeah. I've done this with the Epon podcast where I put a jingle in the beginning, and then it fades out, and then the track of us BSing fades in.
Wait,
oh, okay.
I got it. And then we do a sign off, and then we fade out, and then the jingle fades back in. Yeah.
I got it. Wait, Dan, you just
what?
Keep doing the noise like, and then Dave picks one like, chicka-ba, chicka-ba, chicka-ba. And then they all just go together.
You're saying like an acapella.
Except
but, like
be
really annoying noises.
A really annoying dissociated sounds acapella.
Like it would end up just being really annoying.
And then auto-tune that shit so that way it sounds flawless.
Oh, that might make it better.
We should try.
You could do that. You should do that with Audacity, James. I feel like you could do that if you looked at Audacity and learned how to use it. You could do it,
dude. You spend 20 minutes trying to get my microphone to work. You think I can do whatever Audacity is?
Yo, good point. I fixed it in like 10 seconds when I could actually see your computer. All right,
so Christian's in charge then of the intro outro situation. I'll do the music, but I think Christian has the most like sultry voice to read the outro script and whatever intro scripts we decide on.
Oh,
like Christian can definitely convince people to give us money.
That's what we're in it for. Just so everyone knows when we release this episode.
I mean, I think our end game goal should be to make enough to support like a subscription to Zencaster, and like that's it.
Yeah, I don't need to be making any money off of a podcast, but like paying for the Zencaster.
I like those podcasts that like any extra money they make, they put it back into like an event for the podcast.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah,
we could all meet up at a bar.
That podcast made money. Thought that was everybody just being bored.
Yeah, dude, podcasts make a lot of money.
Here comes our outro, everyone. James, explain to us how people do podcasts. Explain Patreon for our listeners.
explain
Patreon.
We're doing a podcast, so I know it's not that hard.
What is Patreon, James? Why are we talking about Patreon today?
I watch a lot of YouTube. Please click the button on the top left and remember to pay to our Patreon.
Oh, okay. So you know what a Patreon is.
He has a general idea. Okay.
So we could charge you $65 for a t-shirt down the line.
Oh, imagine a t-shirt with the four of us like Mount Rushmore.
Oh, shit. Yes.
I think we're getting
ahead of
ourselves.
Can you make a graphic of that, please?
And then we sell it.
We need it to be Mount Rushmore, but we need it to be formatted like a chat window. Does that make sense?
I like it.
No.
Or am I too drunk?
I don't get it. No, I don't get that one. Explain it.
Definitely too drunk.
It formatted like a chat window? Like,
I think it's the beer.
Okay. All right, cool.
I can't wait until we're popular enough that we can go back and make an episode like about how we met kind of thing. Like, get to know your podcasters.
Here. Jeez.
Oh, like a Q&A.
Yeah.
How did we make okay. episodes?
I love those episodes.
That would be fun. We could do, let's do a Q&A next week.
We could do that.
We do a Q&A.
Just go for it.
Wait.
Let's just write a bunch of questions.
I think we need subscribers.
Hold
yeah,
on. Let's,
it, you
no,
have
no,
to
no,
make
no,
people
no.
care about you before they're going to care about your who you actually are.
Unless
you
do some shit on Facebook.
They have to
but
care
then we're
about
opening
you
ourselves up to some serious...
Guys, I mean, if we write questions to each other as a Q&A about our podcast and like who we are as people and celebrate it like we're freaking awesome,
sad.
That would
Let's
be
make our
no.
own Q&A?
That's awesome. I think that's super funny.
You just think that you're really funny.
That hurts. I am.
Not a Gemini.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe the whole thing is fake.
That makes sense. That would it would definitely still be.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it, but I'm pretty sure it's all a load of crap.
All right, so next week we'll flesh out some segments. The James explains something he doesn't know to us.
I love that.
And that's a great one. And then
I also
we come up
like the change my mind one.
Change my mind. Okay.
We should all come with a topic that we think the others will disagree with, like old school RuneScape is the best MMORPG of our generation.
Certainly argue that. Yes.
I mean,
and
that's
it's a hidden gem.
Or
everybody...
is ice cream for sprinkles or is sprinkles for ice cream?
Great. These are all great. I love the energy here. This is great, guys.
Yeah, no, good.
Yeah.
Everybody bring your own.
And
ice cream is definitely for sprinkles. It's all about the sprinkles.
So how do podcasts sign off? Besides the Patreon bit.
I don't know. Sometimes they'll do like, they'll read something in the chat, like a cute, like, or they'll read like tweets that people sent them, or they'll just be like, good night, everybody. And then that's it.
Okay. No one has sent me a tweet, so.
We should just send it with that every time. We're going to check our Twitter. If we don't have any tweets, that's it. We're signing off. And eventually, people will send us tweets.
I was thinking of how drunk is James?
By the end of the episode.
By the end of every episode.
That's a good one.
Like we could do like a scale, like a fun scale of some kind.
Holy shit. Wait a second. What's the name of our podcast?
Dad's fault.
We'll think about it.
I feel like I'm like okay.
Like
I'm okay
it.
With
That's
that.
It. That's it. We'll think about it.
We'll think about it. Oh.
Oh.
Let's name it puzzles. That's a puzzle.
Wait a second. We'll think about it. It's pretty good.
That's actually not bad. I'm kind of surprised that's not already a podcast, to be honest.
It probably is. Fuck, imagine. God damn it.
I'm just going to Google it. We could do that.
We have the technology.
Google is where I live. That's. I mean, if without Google, I couldn't do my job.
I would have zero skills.
Like, for real, though.
There's a we'll think of something podcast, but there's no we'll think about it.
Wow.
I can see on Google.
Great.
I can't believe that's not taken.
I'll talk to the Spotify executives
so
horny. And see if we can get a patent down on that.
Let's go.
So all right,
get on CastBox too.
What? All right, we need a platform. I'll handle the platform because I do this with our Epon podcast.
I'll handle the snacks.
You'll handle the snacks and some segments, I guess. And then. Christian, I feel like I really think Christian should read the sign off at the end.
All right, we got to write it then. We got to come up
or the intro or something like Welcome.
We don't
we'll
need like
it.
A script for the sign out, but yeah, we could use an intro.
Yeah.
This
like,
is
like hi, been, welcome to We'll Think About It. Think where about we it. Think about it.
Like, what kind of off thing do you want? Like the end of an episode of a show, or like something like that, or I don't know.
Oh, for the end? No, I don't think we need something special for the end. We'd just be like,
all fuck
right,
off,
thanks
everybody.
For listening. Peace.
Okay. All right. So do I close the stop the recording then?
Oh yeah.
Do I stop
maybe
the
we
recording then?
One.
Can we make that the I think that's it. I think we got
that's
it, guys.
It. Right. Should I stop the recording
then? That's a wrap. That's a wrap. Good job, everybody.